a Spike Lee joint, but your life is not a movie. I reflect on my school days, where before class, we played ball, sized up competition to see if he got game, because in everyone's mind, that was the way out. Jump shot after jump shot. Shoot your way out the hood before you shoot your way out the hood by hanging out with clockers with fresh Crooklyn smiles. So we live life above the rim and inside the paint, but mostly between the margin of marginalized lines, but our young and almost adult minds couldn't comprehend that our hoop dreams was not as concrete as the floor that we played on. We have been misled, bamboozled into thinking that we have found the answer to the American dream by coming up with the last hustle in Brooklyn, the Bronx, Staten Island, fast schemes, Queensbridge between Manhattan streets. We are new jacks in the city looking to be paid in full. Repetitive stock characters in this new millennium minstrel show that America has given to us, granted us, in this narrative of life. We are nothing but boys in the hood. Boys in the hood, brothers, both Ricky and Doughboy. Talented but lost in the assumption of a false sense of manhood. Keep them babies off them streets so mama screams don't ricochet shots of Ricky! And the 25th hour of the night from cold cup po' boys hoping that dead presidents could erase the Mo' Better Blues that cracked the minds of the Pookies and the families and the Nina Browns that fell in love with the streets. Cold, concrete, jungle, fever. But the truth is, everyone hopes to do the right thing until we found out that Miss America, she hates me, or at least she used to be, deeply rooted in her southern comfort. Junk off the system that whips them, ships them, convicts them. Look at how they depict them when my black wasn't beautiful and equality was missing like the stars on the Confederate flag. America, America, God shed his grace on thee. Justice, she's gotta have it. Cause our worst fear is that we are still just a plain old boy. A nigga whose black skin is his so tight so noose that strangles him, labels him as strange fruit and fruit rail stations one step away from being Radio Raheem. Fight the power. The forces that puts black boys in black boxes and makes them public enemy number one. Get on the bus towards becoming something great. The next black hero. We need some more Martins to Malcolms to X, Y, Z. I want some black people on that motherfucking wall of fame. And that's the double truth, Ruth.